7:39 with Tom and Sandra joining us, our Congressman Randy Nagabar. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom, Sandra. How are y'all this morning?
Doing great.
Doing good, man. Got a little rain here in the area, and actually a lot in some places. Yesterday was nice.
I've heard like they got a foot of rain in Austin, Texas, or something like that.
Wow.
I mean, that is
South by Southwest was shut down a day early, but yeah.
So anyway, congrats on being appointed conferee on the Ag Committee. That's a big deal. And before we move on to that, let's go ahead and kind of get your take on what's happening with the shutdown. What's the realism of it? Because there's all kinds of theatrics. There's all kinds of theatrics that are going on. Actually, we've lost Congressman Nagabar. I don't know why, but we did. So anyway, he'll be calling back in just a minute. There's all kinds of things that are stunts that are going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mount Rushmore being closed down. They've got people blocking the view. How do you close a national monument like Mount Rushmore that's out in the open air? There he is. Good morning. You back, sir?
Yes, I am. I don't know what happened there, but
I don't either. But yeah. I was sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, the people on the other side of the glass were waving me down. we're right in the middle of the shutdown, and all this stuff is going on. Just all these government stunts, Mount Rushmore, the World War II Memorial, kicking people out of vacation homes and homes that are on leased government property. Doesn't this cost more to go out and single these people out than it does to just leave it alone?
Yeah, it's really ridiculous because it's a diversion from what the real issue is. This debate and discussion that's going on right now is about the institution. It's about the Constitution. It's really about the balance of power. What the real issue here is that we have a spending problem, and we are mortgaging the future of our children and our grandchildren. We're spending money today that we don't have, and we're asking our children and grandchildren to pay it back in the future. And so all of this drama that this administration is creating is really to sidetrack the American people from focusing on what the real problem is, and it's that this administration refuses to sit down and talk about that. Mm-hmm. We've got to stop spending money we don't have. And so they've created these circuses out there. And basically, as one employee said, we were told to make this as painful for the American people as we can. And it's really a shame.
Well, I know that there are a lot of things that are relative to this. Everything is really laced together. Nothing is standalone, and I think the centerpiece of the boondoggle is Obamacare. Now, I was watching Huckabee over the weekend and saw an interview with a gentleman named Tom Waschura that is in the Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. His insurance premium for his family of four is going from a few hundred dollars a month to $1,500 a month. $1,500 a month. Now, I thought that this was supposed to save everybody $2,500 a month. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not going to happen that way. What realistically, what's going to happen? Because Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is actually a law. So how are we going to go about getting real relief for people in the face of all this stuff?
Well, Tom, that's what Republicans have been trying to do for a number of months now, because this was a piece of legislation, as you know, that the American people didn't want to begin with. This is the same legislation that Speaker Pelosi said, we're going to have to pass this thing so we'll know what's in it. And so as we're beginning to learn what's, in this bill, we find that it's unworkable. The administration has found a number of parts of it unworkable. But some of those promises that if you have insurance, you get to keep it, that turns out that wasn't the truth. If your premiums will be lower, that turns out that wasn't the truth. And so that's the reason that we're fighting so hard to say to the president, we need to hit the pause button here, because this legislation isn't working like you represented it to the American people.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know where it's going to go and how long it's going to go on. Any end in sight for you?
Well, you know, I think we tried last week to have some discussions with the president. We went over there and we talked to him and basically started some conversation. But every time that if it turns out that our discussion or any of the ideas are different from what the president wants, he says, I'm not going to do that. And I think that's back to this balance of power that I was mm-hmm. talking about. You know, Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, I mean, the very first thing that the founders formed was the legislative body, and basically they made it a bicameral one. They had a House and a Senate. And what the president wants to do is say, you know what, I only want me to be in control, and if the legislature agrees with me, that's fine. If they don't, then it's the highway. And that's not the way this government was set up, and certainly I don't think anybody in America thinks that one person ought to be making all those decisions. And I think they believe that the President of the United States ought to be providing some leadership in this issue, and he has chosen to really sit on the sidelines.
Yeah, you'd think. Congressman Randy Nagerbauer will be back in just a couple of minutes. Good morning. KFYO 749, good morning on a Monday, 63 degrees and a little bit overcast and the humidity is high. Yeah, post the rain, man, it always smells good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
after the rain, it always does. Congressman Randy Nagerbauer on the line with us. Over the weekend, appointed as a conferee to the Ag Committee. What do you think's realistically going to happen here? And is this going to be another House v. Senate showdown over food stamps?
Well, it could be headed that way, Tom, because when you look at the Senate bill, the way the conference works is the Senate will appoint members of the Senate and the House is appointing members of the House to sit down at the table and work out the differences between the Senate version of the Farm Bill and the House version. And as you know, when we've talked on this program before, the Senate version and the House version, particularly on food stamps, is pretty far apart. The Senate has about $4 billion worth of reforms in it. The House version has about $40 billion worth of reforms in it. And remember, this is over a 10-year period. And so, you know, that's a pretty far spread. And so we'll have to sit down at the table and have that discussion. Now, I think the thing that we want to point out about this, and we've talked about this in the past, is the reforms that we're talking about over in the House really don't take any benefits away from someone who meets the qualifications. Let me repeat that. Does not take anything benefit away from anybody that qualifies for it. But what we're saying over in the House is that there's some programs out there that once you're on one program, you're automatically put on food stamps and you don't have to qualify for it. We have states out there, for example, if they give you $5 worth of heating assistance, automatically put you on food stamps. That shouldn't be. The other thing is making sure that you meet the asset qualifications, the income qualifications. And there's a provision in there that I think makes sense. That says that able-bodied people, this wasn't ever designed to be a permanent program for people to feed people for the rest of their life. Some people get on it, they have a temporary setback. But if you're able-bodied and you're able to work, that you ought to be demonstrating that you're out there, you know, trying to work and get off of the food stamps. So these are, I think, common sense reforms. The Senate has not been very receptive to those. So I think that's going to be one of the big showdowns in this conference committee.
Hey, Congressman, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. I think that a lot of people, though, are basically now coming around to the point where we're counting pennies, nickels, and dimes, don't you think?
Well, we could be. I mean, I think we've got to begin these reforms and these entitlement programs because it's one of the things that's really creating our huge deficits.
752. Well, KFYO, Tom Collins, Sandra Ziegler in for Laura Mack. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. We've got Congressman Randy Nagerbauer on the line with us. Congressman, we have a veteran on the line with a question. Jay, you're on.
Good morning. Good morning, Congressman. What is going to happen to those of us who get a military retirement and or a VA pension within the first of the month?
Yeah, you know, I'm very concerned about that. That's the reason that last week House Republicans voted on a bill that would make sure that we would go ahead and fund our veterans and our military to make sure that they continue to receive their benefits. We sent that bill over to the Senate, and they have not acted on that. And again, I think that's one of the things we've been talking about on this program is that the president is using some, you know, unfortunately, some of our military and our veterans, you know, is a kind of a pawn in a political debate. It shouldn't be about politics. It should be about our country. But more importantly, it should be about making sure that we keep our promises to the men and women that have defended our liberty and freedom out there. And so be assured that that I'm working as hard as I can to make sure that we get those funded.
Okay, Congressman. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Jay, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate that. Congressman, a lot of speculation and people thinking about Chancellor Hance's job. Any considerations there if it was extended?
Well, you know what? Chancellor Hance has done an outstanding job, and, you know, he's taken Texas Tech from a great university to an excellent university. But, you know, Tom, I have a job. I love working for the people in the 19th Congressional District, and that's my primary focus right now is asking them to allow me to continue to work on their behalf.
Yeah, there certainly is a lot going on right now. And what does this mean for us when we hit the actual defunding to where we have to raise that debt ceiling? Well, how much time can tick by before we actually get in serious trouble?
Well, you know, Moody's, the credit rating agency, last week came out and said, you know, that there's no reason for the U.S. to default, that they'll keep getting revenue. I mean, tax revenue keeps coming in every day. And so there's enough money coming in to pay our interest on our debt. So there's really no reason for the United States to default on its debt. I think that what the president has some discretion to do there, and if the president decides to default on it, then that'll be a choice that he made. That's not a choice he has to make. So hopefully the president would not play games with America's credit rating. But at some point in time, if we don't raise the debt ceiling, there would be not be enough funds to pay other portions of our government. And so that's the reason it's very important that we, you know, sit down at the table and work on this. But you have to remember, Tom, the reason we're having to have this discussion is because we're spending money we don't have, and we're basically living a lifestyle today, and we're asking our children and our grandchildren to pay the bill. I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Hey, Congressman, real quick, going to go to the phones. We got Johnny on the line, question about food stamps. Johnny, you're on. Got to make it quick.
Hey, I got a question about a Lone Star card. What are you allowed to buy on it?
Well, I think, you know, you're able to buy groceries and stuff. I think there are some limitations of things that you can't buy with it. I don't think you can buy alcohol or some other things like that, but you should be able to buy normal food substance.
Well, that's what I was asking. A buddy of mine in Amarillo, and he's seen a woman in a Walmart buy $220 worth of clothes and jewelry, and then she got whipped out her Lone Star card, and they reduced it down to $34, and she got it all with a Lone Star card.
That shouldn't be acceptable. I don't think you can supposed to be able to buy jewelry with your Lone Star card.
No, I don't think that's right either, Congressman. Basically, these are some of the reasons why there's a big contention and why there's $40 billion as far as $4 billion in reductions. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Senate and the House version of the Farm Bill. Hey, Congressman, thanks for being with us this morning, and John, thanks for your call.